You have a behema that belongs to a gadol sheshachato, that the person shechted already his ma'isa behema. It had a baum, it had a mum on it, so the owner is allowed to sell it. The owner is allowed to shecht it. Now, in case he wants to sell it, the etzer is mavliya biyoroi. Let him stick it into the price of the skin, the chobah, the meat, or the fat, the gidor, or the veins, or the carnivore, or the hooves, or the horns of it. In other words, you're not allowed to sell the meat by itself, but you are allowed to sell these other things. They're not dosa. So in the price that you're charging for the skin, already put in the price of the meat also. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Minua minullah, how do I know this like this, this chiddush, that this is mutter, that's not mutter? So the klal is like this. The chsiv, the posuk says, for ho yehu utumaros yeh kodesh, lo yigoyel. It says in the parasha of Ma'aseh Behemah that it should always be kodesh to Ma'aseh Behemah. Lo yigoyel means you cannot sell it and you cannot redeem it. But it says in the same sentence, for hu utumarosai, the same posuk, it should be like a tumura. If so, aimosai oise tumura. When could you make a tumura on a Ma'aseh Behemah? Only mechaim calls man it's alive. So this person is talking about Kozuman, the Ma'aseh Behemah is alive. So it's like this. So when, like Midi Raisa, are you not allowed to sell the Ma'aseh Behemah? That's only Michaim, Midi Raisa, that's only Yosa, Kozuman, the Ma'aseh Behemah is alive. But once the owner already shechted his Ma'aseh Behemah when he has a Ba'amun, now that he has just the meat, really Midi Raisa Nigel. Now Midi Raisa, really, you're even allowed to sell it. It's only Virabonin. Who the gozer? Rabbanu made a gzera not to sell your mice, the meat of the mice of Beino, or yach ha-shchit even, you have to shchit her. Also, because if you sell it then, lefnei shchit her. We'll have to be afraid that maybe you're going to come to sell it even before shchit her. Therefore, the Chum said not to sell the meat of the mice of Beino. Now, dover ha-nishu mechayim, something that you sell when it's alive, lemoshu, the meat. If you buy a live animal, you buy it for the meat. And therefore, gozer Rabbanu yach ha-shchit her. But even at the shchita, you can't sell the meat. Otlof me shchita, maybe you come to sell it even before the shchita. Ma shein kein dover shein on nishu michayim, something that you don't go to sell when it's alive, you don't value it, like Rashi said, that means the skin, or the veins, or the fat, that has no chashivas to it when it's alive. So therefore, like Gozer Rabbanim, the Rabbanim did not make a gezeira, that liyacha misi, you would be allowed to sell your ma'aseh behemah, the skin of it, or the horns of it, or the fat, that you wouldn't be allowed to. Only you're not allowed to sell the meat, because it's Gzera, maybe you come to sell the meat even before Shchit also. Now, the Yasmi, Mashenka, I'm holding by your Ma'aseh Behemah V'Yosem, and after you made a Shchita, again, some of the rice you're allowed to sell it, it's only with the Rabbananat. Here, Ukma Rabbananat Yeraisa. The Rabbanan put it back to the way it is, Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to sell to Ma'aseh Behemah after Shchita. So by Yisrael, they also said that you're allowed to sell it. So that's the Ezra, that's the Shandas Braisa. And the Yafram Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Sovel also Lahod the Rova. The Yomer of Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Minan, how do we know the Maise Beim, she Yisraelim, she Amoichim Yosek Dakin, let us sell it normally. She Yem, it says, Rak B'chol Arvas, Nafshecho, Tizbach, V'yachal Tabosa. His Ezra Dov, which thing, Shein by Broch, and Mechan Azma Broch, was alive, and Liyach HaShchit, and Yom, is there Maise Beim. It's only Maise Beim, that you only have a bracha from it lachar mechayim, or only lachar shchita. Therefore, the same thing here, lachar shchita. That's when midiraisa you're allowed to sell it. By yisaimim, yes, but otherwise midirabbanan, no, it's also. Yes, Rashi explains like this. After the pasuk says that rak v'cholavos nashchot tizbach, you could shecht if you chalta need it. That we're talking about now, psulu hamikdashim. That relg psulu hamikdashim. After you play with it, you have a heter to eat it. Now, a zel dover, what thing is shein by drach mechaim, you can't use it almost alive. El yach ha-shchita, only yach ha-shchita. Is that the yom atah yuzer ma'aseh behemah, that goes on ma'aseh behemah. So actually like this, a zel dover, shein by drach mechaim, shein nenin me'em mechaim, you can't have enjoyment from it. So shah kot shemenofo ben mum poidim, you could redeem it. And you could sell it when it's alive, whoever you want to. But ma'aseh behemah, you can't redeem, and you can't sell it, calls them when it's alive. So, Oksiv, it says though, but liyachas rich, ika bracha, but it says in this pasuk, but once you shecht it, then you can have a bracha from it. So that bracha means, now you're allowed to sell it. Who are you allowed to sell it to? You can sell it to before you say him, you're allowed to sell it. And as midi rice, you're allowed to sell it. It's only with the rabbanan that, and by you say him, ukme adi rice. Alright, we'll stop here.